I'm Erin Bernhardt, and I'm the producer of Imba Means Sing.
And I'm Danielle Bernstein, and I am the director and editor.
This has been a dream of mine, making a film about the African Children's Choir for almost 8 years now. I met the kids when I was working with a rock band called Dispatch, and the African Children's Choir had just been nominated for a Grammy. We had them come perform with the guys at Madison Square Garden the summer of 2007, and I just fell in love with them. The African Children's Choir was founded 30 years ago, and they were founded because there was a civil war going on in Uganda, and a lot of children were becoming orphaned because of that. And this is like during the 1980s. So this is Live Aid, and there were just so many commercials and infomercials on TV of these little African kids with distended bellies and flies on them and these little tin pots begging for food. And Ray Barnett, this Irish-Canadian man who's an orphan himself, went to Uganda, and that's not what he saw. He saw kids full of hope and potential, and they were beautiful and smiling and just incredibly talented. And he knew that if he could get that image out into the world, not only would it be telling the truth about what he saw in Africa, but it could also help raise more support for them to get educated so their dreams could come true.
So the film opens on a stage, and Moses introduces himself, and the kids perform. And then we go back to Africa, and you see where Moses lives. He introduces you to his neighborhood and tells you about how he ended up even trying out for the choir.
My family does not have very much money. Before I joined the choir, I could not go to school always because I never had school fees.
And then we have this magical fairy tale ride all over the U.S. with the kids on tour, with incredible music performance interludes and getting to know our other two main characters, Angel and Nina. Angel wants to be the first female president of Uganda.
Music is important to me because it is like a common language, and I get sponsors that will help me finish my education. They are helping me to become a president.
And Nina just blossoms before your very own eyes.
We are doing our exams on tour, and I didn't really know how to write my name. Auntie told me, spell it over and over, then you'll get it in your head. And now I know how to spell my name.
And we get to experience life in the bus with them, their gala in New York City, singing the national anthem at a Braves game, being with celebrities and regular American and Canadian people, playing in the snow.
And then they go to the UK and they perform at the Titanic Museum right before they go home. And we follow them to their homes as they readjust to their environment. Before they left, they didn't think of anything as being small or dirty or themselves being poor. Even though they knew they were hungry and they understood that, they didn't see it as poverty. And after being in the U.S. for a year and the U.K. for 3 months, you see that they can now see in a new, completely new light where they actually live.
And it's the first time in their lives that they know that they'll have regular, great, world-class schooling from now on.
Hello, my name.
Hello, my name is Moses. When I grow up, I hope to be a pilot.
the way that we shot the film was literally at the kids' level. So Danielle and Jason, our DP, for the first probably 14 months, filmed on their knees. And they almost bought knee pads. And instead, they developed a new type of almost technology to be able to do it.
I think it was the New York trip that inspired the development of the cage. It comes with a lot of different parts that you can put together as you please. So it can be a shoulder rig. It can be literally like a box that holds your camera. But what we did is we put a shoulder strap on and connected it to this cage so that it could rest down on our hip level. And our cameras actually sat at the height of Moses, the main character. And then we could raise and lower it. We used all Canon Mark III. We chose that camera because of its size. And being in the bus or squeezing into like bunk beds or wherever we needed to be right there in the kid's face. You can conceptually say, oh, all kids are the same. But when you see them on screen or in photographs or however you run into children around the world, you see people from different cultures or colors or in different situations and you think, oh, but that kid's not actually like my kid. And I feel like this film actually does break that down. There's a huge birth lottery in the world, but no matter where you're born, you're just born. And every child is born with just as much potential as any other kid in the entire world.
Education is a human right that millions of children don't have access to around the world. And we were given this opportunity to show three, Moses, Angel, and Nina, to show what their life was like before education, how they themselves worked their little moving, shaking butts off on stages all over the world to raise money for their education, and how their lives are going to be now that they'll get one. And my hope is that by seeing their story and connecting with them, people will realize that we really need to pay attention to this crisis, this education problem.